Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Yud. We are holding on toward the end of Daf Tesam and Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion of how we know Kiddush Bia. There are two possibilities, whether it was from Kiyikach Ish Isha Uva'ala or from the Pasuk Bu'ulas Ba'al. Is it the fact that the Torah says Kiyikach Ish Isha, you have Kiddushin, and then you and Uva'ala, that's one form of Kiddushin, or Bu'ulas Ba'al, that she becomes the man becomes a husband, Al Yidei Bia. So the Gemara is going to discuss what each one does with the other Pasuk, and what each opinion does with the other Pasuk, and the various drushos that could be derived from here, including the concept of Kiddushin HaMesurin LeBia, and whether a Baal is the one that makes her a Bia, a Bu'ula, even with Bia Shalokadarko, or anybody can make her a Bu'ula with Bia Shalokadarko, or nobody can make her a Bu'ula with Bia Shalokadarka. The Gemara is going to discuss whether Tchilas Bia is Kona or Sof Bia Kona. Once we mention that there is such a thing as Kiddush Bia, so what stage of the Bia creates the Kiddushin? Is it the beginning of the Bia, or is it the end of the Bia? And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Bia creates Erisin only, or when one does Kiddush Bia, does it also automatically create Nisuin, or potentially at least create Nisuin as well? And the Gemara is going to have several Nafkaminas and several Rayos, whether Bia makes Nisuin or Bia only makes Erisin. It's going to have three different Rayos, whether Bia makes Nisuin or Bia makes Erisin. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two different versions, whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Ben Bagbag were arguing whether an arusa is allowed to eat truma on a daraisa level, or whether they're only arguing whether she can eat truma midrabban. But it's going to have a major discussion about an arusa of a kohen eating truma. So we left off yesterday, going back on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Not sure exactly where we left off. Maybe Varebi Haisvara Minale. So I guess about eight lines before the end of the page, right in the middle of the conversation. So we were discussing that an Ami Ivriya is not Niknes Bibia, that even though an Isha is Niknes Bibia, an Ami Ivriya is not acquired with Bia. So says the Gemara, Varebi Haisvara Minale. So how does Rebbe know that you can't get an Ami Ivriya with Bia? In Kain, Lichtav Rachmana Uba'al. My Uba'ala Shma Minatarti. Because the word is not Ubal, but rather it's Uba'Allah, so he's able to learn two different dinim out of the same word. He's able to learn that another Ivriya is not Niknes Bibia, and he's also able to learn that an Isha is Niknes Bibia, that a regular wife can be acquired with Bia. Ula Rava, and according to Rava, to Amar Barahina Azruli, who said that Barahina had explained to him, Ki ikach ish isha ubala, when the pasuk says ki ikach ish isha ubala, kiddushin amasurin labia havu kiddushin sheimasurin labia lava kiddushin, that what we learn from that pasuk is that kiddushin is only valid when it's a kiddushin amasurin labia, when through that kiddushin the mekadesh is going to be able to have bia with the mukudashas. So then ma'ika lemeimar, then what are you going to say? Where are we going to learn the drasha of Rebbe that a woman is acquired with bia, and the miut that anami Ivriya is not acquired with Bia? It's, we're already using this pasuk for this drash of Kiddush HaMesurin LeBia. So says Gemara, no, it could all be derived from these words. Imke nichtav kra o ba'Allah. The pasuk could have said, o ba'Allah, my uva Allah, shma mina kulhu. The fact that it says uva Allah and not o as a separate word teaches us that we can learn all three of these dinim. From a ba'al, we learn that a woman is acquired with Bia, that Kiddush HaBia is a thing. From uva Allah, we were memayed ame ivriya, that she's not Niknes Bibia. And from the fact that it says uva Allah as opposed to ova Allah, even if it wants to add on to the word ba'ala, the fact that it adds a vav instead of an o, we learn that Kiddush HaKesef that it talks about of Kiyikach Ish Isha is only when it's possible to have uva Allah. What kind of drasha is that? That the absence of an extra letter or an extra word, instead of saying oh, it says ooh, that somehow is going to teach an extra din. The absence of a letter teaches an extra din. So it's not the absence of a letter, it's the mashmaos of what the words mean. A vav means and. So a vav is clearly connecting the previous phrase in the pasuk with the word ba'ala. So it's saying ki ikach ish isha uva'ala, that if you want the kicha to work, if you want kiddushin to work, it has to be kiddushin that's and bia. It's kiddushin that leads to Bia. Without if it only would have said Ova Allah, we would have said that that's not a statement of, that the Bia is not a statement about the Kiddushin at all. It's not a statement about what has to follow the Kiddushin at all. It would have been considered more separate from the phrase Ki Kach Ishisha. So the Rebbe, Hai Bu'ul Asbal Mayavadai. So going back to Rebbe now, Rebbe who darshins from Va'ala, what does he do with the pasuk of Bu'ul Asbal? Meaning there is a pasuk Bu'ul Asbal, what drasha does he make? So Hai Mi Ba'ile, Ba'lo So Sabu'ul Shalokadarka, Ve'in Achero So Sabu'ul Shalokadarka. That only a husband has the ability to make her a Bu'ul Shalokadarka, no one else can make her a Bu'ul Shalokadarka. Meaning if anyone else has Bia with her, Shalokadarka, she does not become a bu'ula. So says the Gemara, Umi Yisle L'Rebbe Hai Svara? Does Rebbe really hold that the Baal makes her a bu'ula shelo kedarka, but no one else makes her a bu'ula shelo kedarka, that it's only the husband? V'atanya, we have a braisa bo'u aleha asara nashim. V'adayin, hi besula kulam beskila. The braisa talks about a nara murasa, that 10 people sleep with the nara murasa shelo kedarka. So she's still a besula because they all had beer with her shelo kedarka. All of them are chayiv skila because they all were with her while she was still a basula. But Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees. He says, Omer ani, I say, harishon beskila v'kulam b'chenek. Then no, only the first one, you're chayiv skila. The rest of them, it's with chenek. Because even though the rishon was ba'al ashlo kedarka, that's enough to make her a bu'ula. And therefore, someone who's ba'al her is afterwards only going to be Chayev Chenek. So according to Rebbe, even if it's not a husband, it's someone else, whoever that first guy was, that was Baal or Shelo Kedarka, that turns her into a Ba'ula. And not like the Gemara is suggesting, Rebbe's going to learn from Ba'ula's Baal, that only the Baal is also so Ba'ula Shelo Kedarka, but no one else. You see very clearly that Rebbe holds anybody can make her a Ba'ula Shelo Kedarka. Amar Rebbe Zeira Moda Rebbe Linyan Knas, the Kulu Mishalmi, that even though Rebbe holds in terms of the Chi of Skila versus the Chi of Chenek, that she's already considered a Bu'ula with Bia Shalokadarka, when it comes to the issue of paying Knas, so when it comes to the issue of onus and mefata, if someone is ma'anes or mefata the girl, that they have to pay knas, and they only pay knas on the basula, Rebbe would agree to kula mishalmi, that everybody would have to pay knas, even if she's had bia shalokadarka with several people, because anybody aside from the husband will not make her a ba'ula, at least the legabe the din of knas. So I ask the Gemara, maishna miktala, why should the din of knas be any different than the din of Misa? So it says Gemara, Shayin Yasam Damakra Umesa Ish Asher Shachavima Levado. By someone who's Baal Naram Rasa, the Pasuk says, Umesa Ish Shachavima Levado. It's an extra Pasuk to tell me that he alone is punished and she does not get punished since she's an Anusa. So it must be telling me that only the first one who's Baal her is Chayiv Skila, because it says Levado, alone. So that implies that it's limited to one person. So when it comes to the Chi of Misa, she's only considered a Basula for the first guy. Every subsequent guy, she would not be considered a Basula anymore. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would disagree with Rebbe and hold that if they're Baal Shalokadarka, she's still considered a Basula, even Legabi the Chi of Misa. So Hai Levado Mayavdile, what are they going to do with the word Levado? The word Levado must be coming to teach me something. So says Marami, Bailuhu Lechaditanya. They need this pasuk for the din that's brought in the brisa that talks about someone who's bo'al an eshes ish, where the pasuk says umesu gam shnehem, that both the man and the woman have to die, and the Gemara darshins achu shavin ke'echad, that umesu gam shnehem teaches us that both the man and the woman have to be a bar onshim. But if the woman is a katana, where she's not a bas onshin, then the guy's not going to get killed. Div Rabbi Oshia, Rabbi Yonas nomer umesu isha shashachav. And Rabbi Yonason says, no, even if the girl is a katana, it says levado. So from the word levado, we learn that you could be chayiv misa for being bol and eshes ish, even if she happens to be a katana. So that's what you could do with the word levado, even if you hold like the Rabbanan, that someone who's bolish lo kedarka would still, the girl would still be considered a basula, even with regard to the chi of Misa. Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learned kidushe bia from the phrase bu'ulas ba'al, this idea that only the husband makes her a bu'ula through bia shelo kedarka, but no one else can make her a bu'ula with bia shelo kedarka. Where does he learn that drasha? Rabbi Yochanan learns from bu'ulas ba'al kidushe bia, and that a ba'al is also how could it be that so the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan can learn both from the same pasuk. Im kein nichtav kra bu'ulas ish. If it only wanted to teach me one of these dinim, it could have said bu'ulas ish. My bu'ulas ba'al, shma mina tarti. Why did it say bu'ulas ba'al? It must be teaching me two dinim. The A, that there's a din called kidushe bia, and B, that only the ba'al can make her a bu'ula shalo kedarka with a bia shalo kedarka. No one else can make her a bu'ula with a bia shalo kedarka. So just before we move on, we had mentioned that when it comes to knas, kulu mishalmi, that Rebbe is even moda, that when many people are boel a woman, shalo kedarka, they all would have to pay the knas payment if they're ma'anis a woman, shalo kedarka. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Nara Besula Paragal V'Alachachas, that an onus is not chayiv knas unless he's boel a woman kedarka. That bia shalo kedarka is not a violation for which one is chayiv a knas. So the Ravid says he's simply making an error. It's an obvious mistake. It's mefurish in the Gemara that even shalo kedarka, there's a knas. It's our Gemara. There are several Gemaras, but our Gemara is clearly seems very clear that Moda Rebbe Lina Knas to kulu mishalmi. That when it comes to knas, if many people are boel shalo kedarka, they all pay. So very clearly, we seem to be assuming that that when one is boel, when one is manis woman shalo kedarka, you still do have to pay the knas. So in Tosas Riyah Zakein, he suggests that the Rambam will explain that when Rebbe says Lini Knas Kulu Mishalmi, it doesn't mean what it sounds like. It means that all the 10 guys who are Bol Her Shaloka Darka are Chayiv to pay knas. That the people themselves who are Bol Her Shaloka Darka would have to pay knas. No, what he means to say is that even if 10 guys were Bol Her Shaloka Darka, any future person who's boel her kedarka is still going to have to pay a knas, meaning that she's still considered a basula. But we're not talking about the people themselves that were boel her shalo kedarka. We're talking about people in the future who may be ma'anis this girl. They're all going to have to pay a knas. The Ran in Maseches Ksuva says that it could be that the source of the Rambam is a Gemara in Sanhedrin in Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara asks, how could it be that when someone is ba'al achoso, that there's a chiv knas, if after all, when someone is ba'al achoso, he's already chayiv misa, and we have a concept, kam le bidrav mineh, you should only get the more serious of the two punishments, the more severe of the two punishments. And that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says that the chiv mamon and the chiv misa don't come simultaneously, because the Chiv Misa is already at the Ha'ara, the Tchilas Bia, the Chiv Knas is only at the Gemar Bia. And Rashi over there explains, because only then is there Hasharas Besulim, only at the Gemar Bia is the Besulim actually removed. So you see that the entire Chiv Knas is Taloy on Hasharas Besulim, that one is only Chayiv Knas if he's removing the Besulim. So someone who's Baal Shalo Kedarka, the Rambam will therefore conclude, is not going to be Chayiv Knas, because there's no removal of the physical besulim. But the Ran writes it's true, that seems like a pretty good raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but we have beferish Gemaras, like our Gemara and other Gemaras, that say that even with Bi'ash Lokadarka, you are Chayiv Knas. So okay, you have he doesn't understand why it is that the Rambam would favor that one Gemara in Sanhedrin over all these other beferish Gemaras that say clearly against that. They say clearly not that way. Okay, let's see the Gemara further now. After the two dots on Daf Yud Amin Aleph, says the Gemara Yibayiluhu, Tchilas Bia Kona Osof Bia Kona. Which stage of Bia creates Kiddushin. We know that Bia is created Aliday Kiddush, that Kiddushin is created Aliday Bia. Which stage of Bia will make the Kiddushin happen? Is it the beginning of the Bia or is it the end of the Bia? Nafkamina, what would be a Nafkamina? Kigon Sheheraba, let's say you had a Tchilas Bia only, and then Upashta Yada Vikibla Kiddushin Me'acher. And then she accepts Kiddushin from someone else after having had a Tchilas Bia with Ruvain, she accepts Kiddushin from Shimon. So if she's already Mekudeshes to Ruvain, the Kiddushin to Shimon is worthless. But if she's not Mekudeshes to Ruvain yet, then the Kiddushin to Shimon means something. Inami, or another Nafkamina might be, the Kohen Gadol, the Kakani Besula, Bibia, is a Kohen Gadol allowed to be Kona a Besula with Bia? The Halach is a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Besula. So if Tchilas Bia is Kona, so great, then the Kohen Gadol is marrying a Besula. But if Sof Bia is Kona, it's only the Gemar Bia that creates the Kiddushin, she's no longer a Besula by the time the Kohen Gadol is being Mekadesher, because the Kiddushin is only at the end of Bia, and therefore the Kohen Gadol will not be allowed to marry a girl using Bia. So my Amar Amir Mishmed Rava Kol Aboel Daito Al Gemar Bia, that whenever anyone has Bia, the Das is always for Gemar Bia. That's the understanding, is that his intention is for Gemar Bia. The Amshel Shlomo raises the question, what a strange nafkamina that first nafkamina is. Okay, second nafkamina is a pretty normal nafkamina. Can the Kohen Gadol marry a girl using Kiddushei Bia? It's a very straightforward nafkamina. But a nafkamina that's korechokam and adas, you know, such a thing that's so far from Metzius, that during the Bia, after the Tchilas Bia, before the Gemar Bia, she's pashta yada, she stretches out her hand and someone else is giving her a Kiddushin, the Gemara should have given a much better nafkamina. That after the Ara, Meis Achiv Shalom Mekadesh below Banim, that the brother of the Mekadesh dies without any children, and his wife is a tzara serva to the Mekudeshes. So do we assume that Tchilas Biyakona, then the Eishes Achiv is Yotze below Chalitza, and if so, Biyakona, then you have to be Motzi Arusasa Beget, and Eishes Achiv Bechalitza. So the Yom Shel Shlomo works on why the Gemara would dafka choose this nafkamina. But the much more prominent discussion on this Gemara appears in Tosos and all the other Rishonim that deal with the same issue Tosos deals with in Dibra Maskel Kala Boel. Tosus raises the question. The Gemara comes to a conclusion over here that Kol Bol Daito El Gemar Bia, that it's the Gemar Bia that makes everything happen. Tema, says Tosus, the Parakabal Yivimto Yalfinon, Diisha Niknos the Baila Bahara, Asi Kicha Kicha, Da Arayas Vahara, Hainu Tchilas Bia, Vacha Masak Disov Bia Kona. It's a Beferish Asugi and Yavamas Tafn and Hamid Beis, that it's Tchilas Bia that creates Kiddushin, that it is not Sof Bia. So how can we say over here that Kol Bol Daitol Gemar Bia, and the Gemara in Yevamah says very clearly that just like by Arayos, it's Tchilas Bia for which one is Chayiv, by Kiddushin also, it's Tchilas Bia that makes it happen. So Tosfos suggests four different answers over here. First, he says, Va'omer Rashba, Dechi Amrino Arakon Ha'inu B'Shlo Asa Ki Imara. When we say that Tchilas Bia is Kona, that's if you only do Tchilas Bia, and then you never Gomer the Bia. So then clearly he doesn't have intention to be Kona her with the Gemar Bia, because he never did a Gemar Bia. But when he's actually Gomer Bia, so then he's not going to be Kona Ba'ara, because his Das is on the Gemar Bia. And that's the Lashon. Kala Boel, not Kala Ma'ara, Kala Boel. Daita al Gemar Bia. If it were Kala Ma'ara, we would not assume Daita al Gemar Bia. If you're only doing Ha'ara, we assume the Das is on the Ha'ara. Then the second answer Tosa suggests, Vari Vam Tirates, Had Niknas Ba'ara, Hainu Bim Fare Sharotza Liknas Ba'ara, Aval Bastam Daita al Gemar Bia. It depends if he says what he means or not. If he's we just don't know anything, then we assume Gemar Bia. But when he says explicitly, I intend to be Kona her with Tchilas Bia, well, that can work as well. Then a third teretz, Rabbi Natam Tiretz, Da'achresh and Esrab Sahara ke Gemar Bia, Im kein kol makom shemaskir bia ba'ara ka'amar. So once we say that Ha'ara has the same status as Gemar Bia, that it accomplishes what Gemar Bia accomplishes, so whenever we say Bia, we always mean Ha'ara. So v'achikamar, when our sugya discusses Tchilas biyakona, sof biyakona. What we really mean is tchilas ha'arakona, or besof ha'arakona. But it's all within the tchilas biya. That is an unbelievable comment of Rabbeinu Tam, that there is tchilas biya and sof tchilas biya. That biya is not just tchilas biya and sof biya. There's a tchilas biya and a sof tchilas biya. And then the final teretz, which gains a lot of traction, a lot of discussion, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon suggests that idi yevamos ayri achar kiddushin, that in yevamos when we say that the tchilas biya is kona, that's talking about after the kiddushin. Talidei osa hara havi kinesua, that through that hara she becomes like a nesua kmo chupa de la achar kiddushin. That's only after the kiddushin where we say the hara is going to affect it, but before kiddushin we're not going to assume that the hara, meaning when you want to know whether you have nisuin, so for nisuin all you need is hara, but if you want to know whether you have kiddushin, then daito al gemar bia when it comes to the kiddushin. Rav Shachter points out that this is this Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. First of all, the Rambam seems to hold like Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, but this might explain why it is that the Achronim are medayik in the Rambam, Marcheshes and Chelek Beis himself is medayik in the Rambam. They don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar when it comes to Nisuin. And based on this, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, that Bias Erusin, we assume Daito Al-Gemar Bia. Bias Nisuin, we assume Tchilas Bia Koda. Why? Why would Bias Erusin be different than Bias Nisuin? Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says it, and that will answer the two sugyas, so it solves a problem. But what's the Svara? Why is it that in order to create Kiddushin, you need a Gemar Bia, and in order to have Nisuin, you only need a tchilas bia? So Rav Shachter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Chavhei, in the name of Rav Salvechik, in the name of his grandfather, in the name of Rav Chaim, that even if you assume kol abol daital gemar bia, it doesn't mean that the tchilas bia was l'shem bias nus. Right? I mean, you wouldn't say that his das is on the Gemara Bia and therefore the Tchilas Bia is L'Shem Bia's Nus. No, that's obviously not the case. No, it was also L'Shem Kiddushin. But Kiddushin requires das ha'ish, just like all other Kinyanim require the das kona and the das makna. You need the guy to have das for the Kiddushin. And his das is that the Kinyan should only be chal at the Gemara Bia. So it's like making a Kinyan and having in mind that you want it to be chal la'achar la'medyom, that you're not going to be kona to Lach Alam Idiom, if that's what you had in mind, because you're making a Kenyan al das that it's only going to work later. So by Kiddushi Bia, see, you can't be Mekadish Lach Alam, because then we would say Kolsa Kenyano, but you can say at least that long of a delay that I'm doing the Tchilas Bia, but I only want it to be Chal at the Gemar Bia, and that's the way it works by Kiddushi Bia, even though that's what it means, his das is on the Gemar Bia. But when it comes to Nisuin, even if his das is on the Gemara Bia, it doesn't matter because we don't need his das. The Nisuin is an act; it's a maisa of ishus. It's irrelevant what his das is. So since as long as it's not he's not intending for a bias nus, he's intending for ishus, and this is an act of ishus. So the Nisuin is chal right away. There is no I only plan on having the kinyan be chal later on. So then you understand very well the shita. Rambam, that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by Nisuin, because the Yisod of Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, a big Yisod in Reb Chaim, that Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is only when you require Das Davar Shabi Erva. Whenever there's just a Maisa Davar Shabi Erva, an act of a Davar Shabi Erva, you don't require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. But when there's Das Davar Shabi Erva, when there has to be a very strong expression of Das, the strongest expression of Das is Al Yedei Eidus L'Kiyum. So that's the difference between Erusin and Nisuin. By Erusin, it's all tali on the das of the Baal. By Nisuin, it's not tali at all on the das of the Baal. In Sefer Bikvei Atzon, Simon Lamentes, Rav Shachter just points out that maybe it would turn out that if you don't require das for Nisuin, that maybe you cannot make a shliach for Nisuin. Maybe shlichus would only work for those things that would require das. You can make a shliach for kiddushin. So Nafkamini says Rav Soloveitchik used to be makbid. There are certain shittos and rishonim that the definition of nisuin is badekin. That when the chasen covers the kala's face with the veil, that is the nisuin. So the chasen should not be allowed to make a shaliach to do the badekin for him. So okay, why is that such a big deal? Rav Soloveitchik used to be makbid when he's misari kiddushin that a lot of times when the chasen goes to cover the kala's face with the veil, so the mothers start helping him out and to help him cover the face with the veil. So he would make the mother stand down. That the chassan's got to do this all by himself. He's got to be a big boy. He has to take the veil and put it over the kala's face by himself because he can't make a shliach to do his nisuin for him, since nisuin doesn't require das. It's all in the maisa. So the maisa has to be his maisa. It can't be done through somebody else. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Ibayiluhu, the primary sugya of today's daf is the following. Bia nisuinosa o irisinosa. What does bia accomplish? Does bia affect nisuin or just erisin? When a person is mekadesh with bia, does it also make it that she's in nesua or only in arusa? So the Rishonim already write the Tosriazak and the Ritva, the Ran. The whole suffix of the Gemara is when one is mekadesh and isha with this bia. And the Gemara's suffix is that maybe with that bia of kiddush and nisuin is going to be chal. But if a person was mekadesh and isha already with something else, and then he's boel her l'shem nisuin, well, that for sure works. That for sure. Bia can definitely be a form of nisuin. It's just a question of whether bias erisin happens to create nisuin as well. But the Rishonim raised the question, mehechitesi, meaning the Gemara throughout. Oh, we've pointed out before, the Masechta starts out with how do you do kiddushin, three ways to do kiddushin. We've had dapim on top of dapim of what the source of each of the three ways to do kiddushin are, why we can't learn one from the other, and exactly how they're done. And it's very strange that in all of Shas we never have such a sugya about nisuin. What is nisuin? How many ways are there to do nisuin? Where do we learn it from? Nothing. We have nothing in Shas about that. But the Gemara seems to be working with an assumption that whatever nisuin is, it's chuppah. However you define the word chuppah, that's nisuin. But bia is not chuppah. Chuppah is not bia. So mehechi tesi that the Gemara is going to have such an assumption. Where does the Gemara get this assumption that bia for sure, if you already had a kiddushin and then you just do bia, that for sure would do nisuin. Our whole question is, when you're doing a bias kiddushin, does it automatically create nisuin as well? So that's a kasha the Rishonim are troubled by. So the Rishonim suggests that it could be that it's a kalvachomer from Yavama, that a Yavama is not misyavemis bekesef, but still is misyavemis bebia, and through that bia she becomes a nisua. So an isha who is niknas bekesef, bia should definitely be gomerba, that she should be able to be a nisua. The Ran suggests that it could be that we learn that bia makes her an isha, that bia makes her a nesua misvara, because the whole reason chuppah is gomeres ba is because chuppah is l'tzarech bia. Meaning, what is chuppah? Bring her into a cheder yichud, bring her into his rishus. All of this is for the sake of bia. So if bia is the end game, that's the goal of chuppah. So for sure, bia itself should be able to create nisuin.
What would be one of the definitions of chuppah?
So you would have to say, I don't know definition, but it would create nisuin just as chuppah creates nisuin. That it would affect nisuin the same way chuppah affects nisuin. Definitions, we have the four definitions that the Ramah has in Shulchan Aruch. But you have to say that it would make nisuin the same way chuppah would. So that's the shayla. So does bia, when it's done for the sake of kiddushin, leave it at that it's just a kiddushin, or does it create nisuin as well? Nafkamina liyarsha l'tamila lafer nadareha. What's nafkamina, whether she's narusa or nesua? Very strange. The Gemara says only three nafkaminas between an arusa and a nesua. Does he yarshin her? He only yarshin a nesua, not an arusa. If he's a kohen, can he become tameter if she dies? Only if they already have nisuin. And does he have the exclusive rights in afaras nedareha? That only happens once she's in nesua. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Ishos Perek Yud is medayik from the fact that the Gemara says dafka these nafkaminas, and doesn't say nafkamina if he's allowed to be boel her, that even if it's nisuin osa, he's not allowed to be bowl her until they actually have chuppah, that they still are going to require chuppah. Because Mishnah says, nah, it's a bad deal. The Gemara doesn't give every single nafkamina, and really, if you say that it's nisuunosa, how could you say that it's nisuunosa, and they're not going to be allowed to have bia? If she's a nisua, they're allowed to have bia. Rav Meisha, Nechuvin, or Chaim Chel Gal, Sim Kufnun Hei, suggests that maybe you could say the following chakira. Why is it that Chum Aser, an Arusa, and an Arus to have bia with each other? Is it because they're just not fully married yet, so she's still considered single with regard to the heter bia, so that's why they're not allowed to bia? Or you say that no, they are married, it's just that he doesn't yet have a chiyuv ona, and the heter bia is talui in the chiyuv ona, that only once he has a chiyuv ona is it mutter for them to have bia. So says Rav Meisha, that chakir is this machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, that whether bias nisuin allows them to have bia with each other afterwards. If you say that the iser ba'arusaso is because they're not fully married, so you could say that once he did nisuin with bia, so then they're fully married. Yerusha, Tuma, Hafaras Nedarim, so she's called She'era, Legabe Heter Bia as well. And even though Enochinami, there's no Chiv Sherksus Va'ona yet, but because they didn't have chuppah yet, so there's no Sherksus Va'ona yet, but there wouldn't be an Isra to be Baal her because she's a full fledged wife. But if the Isra Ba'arus is because of a Din of Ona, so even if you did Nisun Ali De Bia, but the Chiv Ona is still not there because the Gemara says the Nafkamina is only Legabe Yerusha, Tuma, Hafaras. So not legabe mitzvah sona. I never said nafkamina legabe mitzvah sona. So it could be that until they have chuppah, there's no mitzvah sona. Mela, there's no heter bia. That's what Rav Moshe says, that it's tali and not chakira. So anyway, back in the Gemara, iamri nisuinosa. If it makes it nisuin, yorisha metamila mefer nedra, then it could be yorisha metamila and mefer nedra. Viamri teirusinosa, eni yorisha veni metamila veni mefer nedra. Those are the three nafkaminas between erisin and nisuin. Mai. So what's the din? The Gemara is going to bring three rayas. Amar Abaye Toshima. Raya number one. Ha'av zakai bebito bekidushah. A father can accept kiddushin on behalf of his daughter bekesu b'shtaru bebiya. V'zakai bemetziyasi. He can also get her whatever she finds, u'b'maisiyadeh, whatever she makes, whatever she produces. U'ba'afaris nedarim. And he has the ability to be made for a nedarim. U'makabal as gita. And he can be makabal a get for her. Ve'eino achal peros b'chaya. But he does not eat the peros while she's alive of her properties. Nises. If once she has nisuin, yesro l'avabal shal. The husband has additional rights that he gets to eat the peros. But what do you see from there? That it said the father has the rights and the daughter in accepting kiddushin bekesef b'shtar u'bebiya. And then afterwards it says, but if she's niseis, which sounds like an additional step afterwards, katani bia, the katani niseis. It says bia, and then it says Nises. So it sounds like Bia itself did not create Nisuin. So it says, well, Kikatani Nises Hashara. Maybe the Nises part is going, if he was Makabal Kiddushin with Kesef Rishtar, then Nises is a separate step. But maybe it's not going on the Bia part. So second Raya, Amar Rava Toshma. A 3-year-old girl already is eligible for Kiddushi Bia. V'imbala Yavam Kana. And therefore, if Yibam can work on her. If she's married, she's a full-fledged Eishas Ish. A person is Mi'chai for sleeping with her. Umitama is Ba'ala L'tam Mishkav Takton Ke'elyon. All these things are saying the same thing, that a 3-year-old girl is able to have Bia, that her Bia counts as Bia. So if she's Tamei, then the Ba'al Nida is going to be Tamei. The Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, which means that if he sits on a pile of 10 cushions, the bottom one is as tamei as the top one is. They all have a din of a Mishkav Boel Nida. V'im Nises L'Kohen Ochelus B'Truman. If she marries a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. V'im Bal Echon Mikal Arayos Shabbatorah Mumsin Al Yad V'Petura. If any of the Arayos sleep with her, they're going to be Chayv Misa. She's going to be Petura because she's a Katana. She's under 12. V'im Bal Echon Min Apsulin Pasul Min Akuna. And if someone who would pasul her from Kuna sleeps with her, that does pasul from Katuna, from Kuna. But Katani Bia, the Katani Nises. But you do see that it said Bia, and then it said Nises separately. V'im Nises L'Kohen, Ochelus B'Truma, after it already spoke about her having Bia. So apparently, Bia itself does not create Nisuin. So it says the Gemara, Ha'achi Ka'amar, Ihani Nisuin, De'Kohen Inu, Ochelus B'Truma. Now, all it means to say is, if the one who is miskadeshes bebia that we spoke about in the Reisha, if it were to a Kohen, then she would be a Chalos B'Truma. We're not saying a separate thing, that she's Miskadeshes B'Biyah, and then she's Nisei Sel Kohen. What we're saying is, if she's Miskadeshes B'Biyah to a Kohen, then she would be a Chalos B'Truma. But it's not really a separate statement. Tashma, a third Raya. Ukvar Shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira l'Netzivin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Netzivin. Shamati alecha shata omer arusa bas Yisrael l'chelos b'truma. I heard that you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, say that an arusa bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen is already allowed to eat truma, even though they only had erusin. Shalach lo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira sends back to him. Va'ata iata omer kain. Do you not hold that way? Muchzakni bach shata baki bechedrei Torah. I heard, from what I understand, you're a great baki in all areas of Torah. Lidrosh mekal v'chomer iyata yodea. Do you not know how to darshan a simple kal v'chomer to teach us that an arusa bas Yisrael is able to eat truma? What would the kal v'chomer be? Umash shivcha kananis. Shein biyasa machilasa b'truma. Kaspa machilasa b'truma. If a shivcha kananis, you try to acquire her with bia, it doesn't work. So she will not be allowed to eat truma if a kohen tries to acquire a shivcha kananis with bia. But if a kohen acquires a shivcha kananis by buying her the way he's supposed to, then she can eat truma. So zu shabiyasa machilasa b'truma. So a regular woman, where having bia with her will automatically allow her to eat truma. Here you see, within the conversation, we mentioned that just having bia allows her to eat truma. Ein udin shekaspa machilasa b'truma. So for sure, kiddush kesef, just doing kiddushin will allow her to eat truma. So you see, it's a simple kal v'chomer. Aval ma'asa, but what do you want me to do? Shari amr cham in arus b'asol l'chalos b'truma shetikanis l'chuba. The cham made a din to rabbanon that an arus b'asol is not allowed to eat truma until she has chuba. So but on a daraisa level, it's definitely a kal v'chomer. Just parenthetically, he says, I heard you're a big bucky. How could you not know how to darshan a kal v'chomer? Points out in Kovitz Shurim, what does one have to do with the other? Kal v'chomer is pure logic, it has nothing to do with Bikius. So he says, no, in order to dash in a Kal v'chomer, you have to know that there's no Pircha in the Kal v'chomer. That there are two ways to shlug up a Kal v'chomer, like we saw earlier, there's a Yochiach and a Pircha. So Yochiach would be, the Kal v'chomer is flawed from within, and sometimes you're able to be mochiach from somewhere else that the kal v'chomer is flawed. So you have to know everywhere else to know that there's no kasha on the kal v'chomer. That's the baki b'chedrei Torah. But anyway, this kal v'chomer itself is what we're going to analyze to try to figure out whether bia creates nisuin. Because hey chidami, what is this kal v'chomer that if you were to have bia with a girl, she's allowed to eat truma, so kesef should for sure be allow her to eat truma. Hey chidami. If it's bia followed by chuppah that we're talking about, and kesef followed by chuppah, b'travayu mechalachla, then in both cases, both by bia and by kesef, she's allowed to eat truma. Why, you want to say we're comparing bia that happens followed by chuppah versus kesef that happens without a chuppah? Well, hachatarti v'achadu, then that's a terrible kal v'chomer. How could you even compare the two? When you have bia and chuppah, obviously it's going to be stronger than kesef without chuppah. No, what we must be comparing over here is just bia versus just kesef. And what do we assume? That just bia allows her to eat truma for sure. So you see that we must be working with the assumption that bia is nisuinosa, if it for sure allows her to eat truma. Iyam ribishlam nisuinosa mishamachim pshitale zalim la bia mikesef. If bia creates nisuin, that's why we're able to work with the assumption that bia is actually stronger than kesef. Eliyam kiddushin also, but if it only makes kiddushin, mayacha de pshitalei, mayshalacha de misafkalei. Why would you be more certain about bia being allowing her to eat truma than you would be about kesef? So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Liol Meimelach beBia Shali deChupa beKesef Shalova deChupa. We're talking with bia that happens with chupa and kesef without chupa. With the Kamer Tachatarti vaChada, we said how could you compare the two? One is bia and chupa, and the other one is just kesef without chupa. Well, Kal v'Chomer. You can incorporate all of that into the Kal v'Chomer as follows. Here's how to read the Kal v'Chomer. Umash shivcha kananis. Shein biyasa machil asa betruma afilu al yedei chupa. Let's say to a shivcha kananis, you do bia and chupa. You know what you've done? You've done nothing. She still can't eat truma. But kaspa machil asa below chupa, but just kesef would still allow her to eat truma. So zuur, regular woman, shabiyasa machil asa betruma al yedei chupa, we're doing bia plus chupa allows her to eat truma. Einodin shekaspa machil asa betruma below chupa. All the more so, kesef would allow her to eat truma without chupa. Aval ma'asa, but what do you want me to do? Shayamru cham mein arusa bas yisol achals betruma ad shetikanis l'chupa. But what if an arusa bas yisol is not allowed to eat truma until she's tikanis l'chupa, until she has chupa? That's what the chams say. Why mishum de ula? Because of ula's din, which we're going to learn more about tomorrow. So it's a din de rabbanan. Uben Bagbag Gabi Shivcha Kananis Lo Shir B'Kinyan. Ben Bagbag would simply respond, it's a bad Kal V'Chomer, because by Shivcha Kananis you've done all that you could possibly do when you give her Kesef, when you buy her with Kesef. That's the entire Kinyan that's possible by a Shivcha Kananis. But Hacha Shir B'Kinyana, but when you do Kiddush She Kesef, when you're Kona and Isha with Kesef, it's not the entire possible Kinyan. You've only done Erisin when you've given Kesef. So you can't compare the effect of Kesef on the Shivcha Kananis, which is everything you could do to a Shivcha Kananis, with the effects of Kesef on an Isha, which is only stage one of the relationship. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get into the discussion of why in Arusa Bas Yisrael the Rabbanan determined should not be allowed to eat Shulman.